Juliette Labuama is a senior at Downingtown STEM Academy, an aspiring doctor and, oh, by the way, one of the country's top young poets. Recently, she was honored as one of five National Student Poets, an annual award administered by the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron has her story.
When Juliette Labuama was in fourth grade, she heard a poem by Maya Angelou and fell in love. She rushed home to her room in Downingtown and tried to write her own version of the Angelou piece.
It was called Proclamation of All Things Good.
Something. You wrote that as a fourth grader? I couldn't even thought of the title as a fourth grader. Proclamation of All Things Good?
Yeah, it was. I wrote it in the fourth grade. It was just supposed to be a really uplifting poem.
Labuama didn't stop there. She kept writing, spending hours in her room searching for that perfect verse.
In my early years, I had a journal, and I filled that up really quickly.
When other kids were out playing, Labuama would be writing. That resulted in poems like Good Hair.
Auntie is a force to be reckoned with. Auntie tugs hot comb through hair as if tearing out heritage.
In Good Hair, Labuama explores the intersection between African and African-American identity. Labuama's parents are from Uganda, but she was born here.
And through my poetry, I come to ask myself where I really am from. Do I consider myself to be a Ugandan or a Black American or a mix of both of these identities?
Labuama, if you couldn't already tell, is uncommonly bright and mature. Even when answering questions, her sentences have a composed, lyrical quality. She says her love of reading and writing came from her parents, although they weren't always quite sure what to make of the hours she spent in her bedroom.
They probably think I should get out more. Yeah.
Last week, Labuama got out in a big way. She was honored at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., along with four other National Student Poets. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.